Ladies, gentlemen, it is Monday evening. Stevan Bubalo with my colleague Vidan. We've got a very interesting topic. Flood or fire?
What or fire?
What's it mean to your property? Stay tuned. We're here. It's Monday night. You and I. It's. We're not usually up here today. Tonight together, but
yes, this new is for the first
that's
time.
That's it. Good to share it with you.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we've got a bit more of an interesting topic. We're going to steer away from what the market's doing, what's sold this week,
definitely,
what other real estate agents are saying, and we're going to talk about something that obviously Badan and I both have. Well, I've just worked through. Yep. Badan's got one coming up. And also probably some of the news. What are we talking about tonight, you know?
Yeah, something water, like big rain that everyone in Sydney kind of experienced for the last weekend. And I think flood is the main thing, like things that, you know, were not nowhere near water got underwater. So definitely talking about that. And overall talking, how does it affect your property? If you're buying or selling or renting even, how does flood affect you and how does all that water coming to your property affect you?
Yeah,
I think like just like Stevan mentioned, he's just been through a property that was in flood zone, but had, you know, very good result and pretty much had everyone asking, is it in flood zone? What happens then?
And what's it mean?
What does it mean? So pretty much,
So a lot of rain, obviously a lot of rain on, what day was that? Friday.
Friday night.
A lot of rain here on the northern beaches. For those that are local, you all probably know we've got Narrabeen Lakes or Lagoon. We've got Manly Lagoon. So we've got some pretty big catchment zones that catch water. For those that don't know, they are big catchment zones. They're not always open to the ocean.
Yep.
So they're sometimes closed and they're just part of the natural ecosystem through here. But we're going to talk about flood zoning and what that means to your property when you're buying, when you're selling, when you're building. Few different things to look at. So like Bidan mentioned, I've just recently sold a home that was in a flood zone here in North Narrabeen on the northern beaches. Bidan, you've got one for sale right now
in Lagoon Street.
Just
behind, just next to the lagoon.
So they both back onto the Narrabeen Lakes or Narrabeen Lagoon, how you look at it. And with this rain that's come through, it's obviously lifted the water level in there. I didn't have any issues at the home I was selling. Bidan, you had a bit of a surprise on Saturday.
Yeah, a bit of water.
What happened there?
See, a bit of water kind of, it was, you know, if you want to enjoy the lifestyle being next to the lagoon, you kind of have to embrace a bit of water coming in when the big rainfall comes in. And
you didn't have any water actually into the property. But onto the backyard.
Just under the backyard, which is very common, like, you know, throughout places, like, you know, places that were nowhere near water got flooded. So a property that backs into the lagoon, definitely some water comes up.
Yeah.
A few, the water definitely rose up and it came to the property, but, you know, nothing inside, no damage. The owners, they were like, pretty normal. They were like, This is once a year it happens, and they were pretty okay with it.
So what happened is obviously the water level came up. When we're looking at these, and firstly, let me just say, if you're a Northern Beaches resident or not, you might be surprised to actually find out just how big of an impact zone a flood zone actually is. Because we're in DY, our office is here in DY. We're quite elevated. We're halfway up the hill into the next suburb, which is Brookvale. Where we are right now is a designated flood zone.
Exactly. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. So the whole suburb of DY pretty much falls under a flood zoning.
Yeah.
Obviously, parts of Narrabeen, North Narrabeen, Warriewood, Collaroy,
Monavale,
that's right. Even further north, you know, Kareel Bay, Avalon. These are areas that all fall under a flood zoning. Yeah. So that's pushing north and even further south. And that's just on our northern beaches.
Yeah.
So flood zoning is a very, very common thing. And in Australia, I mean, we're quite fortunate. We all live along the coastline.
Yep.
It's something we're going to deal with. So what's it mean? I mean, if you're selling a property, what's it mean? So the property I've recently sold was a house. It went to auction, an entry-level home, I'll say, for the Northern Beaches. So it had a lot of attention from both local and out-of-area buyers. If I can put it that way. And what I did find is that Well, firstly, I should step back. How do you know if your property's in a flood zone or a property that you're looking at to buy is in a flood zone? There's a website you can go on. It's called the New South Wales Planning Portal. You can just Google that, New South Wales Planning Portal. Punch in your address, and there's a few icons on the sides that you play around with. Yep. It will tell you if you're in a flood zone. If you're looking at buying a property, at the back of your contract, there is a zoning certificate from council. And that will also say whether or not the property is in a flood-related flood zone. So that's two ways to identify it if you're looking at something. But just say you are, and you're a buyer, and you're going to go look at these properties. We'll go back to the example I just had. A lot of people through the doors. Those that were local, 95% of them couldn't care less.
Yeah.
They've seen it. They knew about it. It's happened before in the past. They know the worst-case scenarios and didn't bother them one bit. Mm-hmm. But I found a lot of the buyers that were from out of area, they basically thought the whole house was going to get swept away and you'd never see it again, which is not the case. But as a buyer, you want to be careful.
So
I think for if you're a purchaser and you're familiar with the property and you're familiar with flood zones and water levels in your area, it can actually be a bit of a bonus.
Yeah.
It can sometimes keep other buyers that maybe like the property but are fresh.
That's very true, actually.
Keep away.
You can use into advantage if you are prepared, you know, once a year, you know, water might come up. So you kind of chase away all the buyers that are scared and nervous, and you kind of get a good bargain out of the property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could happen. Didn't happen on my own.
Didn't happen on your one. Yeah. That went really well.
Good
actually,
for the vendors, but it's a factor that people who aren't sure about it, you know, might not come and look or come and bid.
Exactly.
The flip side, if you're a seller, unfortunately, you might see a reduction in numbers of the buyers coming through. But from our data and our statistics, the majority of people buying on the Northern Beaches are generally Northern Beaches people anyway.
Yeah. So they kind of know what's going to happen.
A little bit more with it. So what's it mean if you want to build a home or what's it mean if you're looking at a home? You want to identify, firstly, has there been water in the property?
Yeah.
And that's why earlier I asked Bidan, he had a flooded backyard.
Yeah.
At one of his townhouse complexes, but the water
it's never been, like, it's been 30 years that it's been built, so never water has never been in the actual property.
So it might be in your backyard, but it's not actually in the property.
Yeah.
So that's one question you probably want to know as a buyer is, does it actually impact the physical dwelling of the home? And if it does, to what degree? I'll go back to the suburb of Narrabeen, Narrabeen, just because I'm very familiar with it. Existing properties are fine. So if you're, and when I say fine, I mean, it doesn't mean that you need to make any changes to those properties.
Yeah.
Obviously, the lower set you are, the more susceptible you are to water. But where it changes is that if you build a home, you've actually got to lift the level of the property up. And that's determined. Well, it changes area to area, but it's determined by a few different rating systems. One of them, they call it the AHD. I'm going to sound really boring. This the Australian Height Datum, and they basically take an average and they determine, you know, to what height sea levels can go in your area. Pretty boring, but
all the basic stuff that
you can. And then from that, council will determine what we call a floor level. I think a flood floor level. It's called an FFL, and that'll be the height to which you build. So in Narrabeen, typically, a lot of new homes that you'll see will be lifted anywhere from, you know, 1.2 to 1.4 metres. Parking still on the ground floor, but the actual house.
The level will be
sits a bit higher.
Yeah, you've done a lot of stuff.
Done it a couple
of experience.
It's not my first day. I had a little bit more hair before.
A bit more experience.
So you've got that building costs. Obviously, if you're building in a new home in a flood zone, you're going to be lifting and there's going to be associated building costs with extra materials, but you're going to know in the long term that you're going to be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
With it all. The only other costs that can be impacted, well, I'm sure there's others, but another thing to be mindful of is that your insurance might be a little bit higher.
The access might be a bit higher when doing that, you know, home and contents insurance and all that.
So yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, 100%.
Pretty much you never know what's going to happen. So if you have your insurance, you at least have that peace of mind.
Yeah.
And just in case anything happens, you've kind of got it covered.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I will say one thing. If you're living in a flood zone, you're probably living in one of the best spots on the Northern Beaches because you're going to be close to the water.
Close to the water, yeah.
Literally. But it's just part of living in Australia. Like I said earlier, we
it's our water's climate everywhere.
Is what it is. Yeah, and we all live by the water, so it's very, very common. There's building codes that you have to work with mm-hmm. with council when you're building, and there's methods around it. And I would say I've worked on a project as well where we've built homes.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to go with, I shouldn't say probably, but it's worth you investigating the builders that you're going to be building homes with. Sometimes a very, very small boutique builder may not have experience with flood zones or fire zones or other things as well. And also at the same time, some of the super large volume builders, they're just there to turn over those properties. So they might not be as invested in maybe delivering the best, fireproofed home.
So I guess as a buyer, you kind of have to put yourself in the position and ask, is it in the flood zone?
Yeah.
Like, what are the things that come to the location?
Yeah.
Like, it's great, you get water views, you get access to the beach, but what does it bring? What are the negative sides? So I think as a buyer, you kind of have to be careful with all that, I guess.
Yeah. But you want to know, look, how high does it come? When did it last flood? How high was it then? And most of the northern beaches, let's be honest, if there's massive floods that are destroying homes, there's probably going to be less homes in those areas when you're shopping around. So if you're still going down a neighborhood street and everyone's got a house in there, it's a pretty good area. So that's kind of the flood thing. How'd you go put on the weekend? Yeah, did you have many buyers out at your property? What was the feedback like when people saw the backyard?
Yeah, definitely. We were kind of on the fence, like, because the backyard was flooded and the first open was like that. So it was still at the open.
Oh, that was your first open?
Yeah, first open. And we're like, wait a minute. Like, if you look at the other side, the buyers will definitely ask, is it in a flood zone? And what better way to actually show them if it floods? That's where it's going to come up.
That's true.
And we kind of had a fair bit of group through, and everyone were kind of okay with it, and they got it in the back of their mind. If the property is backing into the lagoon, they're kind of prepared that the flood is going to be normal.
Mm.
So the feedback was like, yeah, we kind of were prepared. So they were pretty much locals, so they knew what's going to happen.
Mm.
So it was positive feedback. It was a very well-presented property. So, 2 minutes to everything, the beach, the shops, the schools. So kind of people were like, we love the location.
Yeah.
Flood zone is something that we're okay to keep in consideration. So it went really well, surprisingly.
Oh, good. Yeah. And like you said, as a buyer, it might, not for many people get out and shop when it's pelting rain, but it gives you that worst case scenario.
Exactly.
You can see exactly where it was up to. Yeah. We did have a lot of rain.
Yeah, that was a lot. Even the town hall station got flooded and there's no water nearby. So I don't think that's flood zone. But with Sydney, like Steph mentioned, there's water everywhere. So
everywhere.
It's hard to do that.
Another thing also, being a local on the beaches here, where we get localised flooding, Narrabeen, North Narrabeen, those kind of areas, it's generally because the lagoon is not open to the ocean.
Yeah.
So when it's open, it's draining
a
little bit easier. But that's a bit on the flooding side. While we're on it as well, we thought we might touch on some of the fire. Fire zone too. So again, being in Australia, you're either going to get flooded or you're going to get burned.
Yeah.
You don't have
There's
much.
No in between.
You don't have much of a choice.
Yeah.
But obviously, a lot of people live near bushland or near reserves, which is very, very, very common across all of Sydney, particularly along the northern beaches. And there's similar risks associated with it. And again, I've worked on home developments that have had fire ratings with them. What I will say with the fire rating is that when you're looking at a property, it's going to have what we call a BAL rating, a bushfire attack level rating. And it basically determines heat, how close you are to the heat, embers, when there's a fire, can those sparks travel to you? And obviously a flame, can a flame jump to the home? And the closer you are to those fires, those bushfires, you've got different rules that might apply when you build. In today's property market, again, if you're already in a well-established home, you probably don't need to apply by those same rules as a freshly built home would be, but you'd be smart too.
Yeah, definitely.
But essentially what I've learned with bushfire zones is that they may look to it might cost you a little bit more to buy or build a home in there, just because the materials they want you to use are going to have better fire ratings. Yeah, so
fireproof, I guess.
Yeah. All that, fireproofing, gutters, fly screens, for instance, are usually metal as opposed to just
the normal one.
Are they plastic? Or are they not?
They're
plastic.
Fireproof. Fire graded, yeah.
So they're going to be slightly different. There's different there's tighter ceiling around windows and doors and things like that. Thicker glass, garage doors. So things that front onto the bushland have got different requirements around them. But again, a very very common thing on the northern beaches.
Very much, yeah.
We do get the odd bushfire. Well, I haven't seen a massive one since 1994. It was a big one.
Big one, okay.
Probably when you were born, but I
was not even there.
No, there you go.
Part of me wasn't even there.
it was a big, big bushfire that came through the northern beaches. But since then, there hasn't been a lot. But council does still impose if you're living near big green, you know, pockets that you will have some kind of bushfire zoning around it with you. But the benefits, again, you're going to be living close to nature.
Yep, exactly.
Birds, the trees look great. Yep. So.
It's good to the eyes as well, if you're close to nature. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's part of Australia. Yeah. I have to say that again. It's just part of living in this great country that, you know, these are the things we deal with.
Yeah.
But for property prices?
Yeah, you kind of get a bargain if you're in that area and you're prepared. You kind of have to embrace, like I mentioned, like if you're close to water, flood's going to be there at some point. If you're close to bush, to nature, bushfires are there. But as always, safety is the first thing.
Yeah.
Building your house, right? If it's already there, you know, What else can you do? Like, you know, going for more brick and metal rather than wood and timber. That's easy to burn.
Yeah.
And, you know, applying all the measures. Like, what are the possible fire threats or flood threats?
Yeah.
Try to, you know, make it better.
Yeah. But the bottom line is usually if you've got a water view or if you've got a bushland view, your home's going to be worth a little bit more.
Exactly.
So there's a trade-off to it. But they're good things. Australian building standards are always getting better. Yeah. And they're here to protect everybody. Out there, if you're a buyer and you see a home that you love and you're in a bushfire or a flood zone, find out how high those floods go. Find out when was the last bushfire.
Bushfire happened,
And go and buy the home that you love.
Yeah, definitely. It's just about asking the right questions.
That's right. Just have insurance and you'll be all right.
That's it. And do whatever you want.
That's it.
That's pretty much it, I guess.
I think that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Bidan, good to share.
It was lovely.
Be back again if you have any questions, anything we can answer, not only about what we've talked about tonight, property in general, how's the market? We're here to help you. Love to help you guys.
Definitely. All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.